Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Well, do we know what today is? Let's get this date emblazoned on our minds, October 22nd. This is the day that the Church has asked us to celebrate as the feast day of St. John Paul II. Many of us were alive when Pope John Paul was our Holy Father, and many of us have very fond memories of him. I was thinking particularly of something I read recently, because we had just last month, we had the meeting of families on the East Coast. That was a conference that he inaugurated, the World Meeting of Families. He's the one who inaugurated that. He also inaugurated World Youth Day. So both of these are attributed to him. And he really was the author. He was the encourager. He was present at some of them. He really knew what was so important. And he said something to youth that I want you to really hear, not just for the youth in your lives, but for yourselves. This was in the year 2000. He said, "It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else you find satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is He who reads in your hearts your most genuine choices, the choices that others might try to stifle." Listen to that again. It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness, because Jesus is the source of all that is good. So he says, it is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else you find satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is He who reads in your hearts your most genuine choices, the choices that others try to stifle. It is really God. When we desire to do great things for God, even when we desire to do very well little things for God, we're attracted by love, we're attracted by beauty, we're attracted by truth, we're attracted by goodness. The world tries to bend those and turn those desires in other directions. It puts things in front of us that the flesh desires. And the noise of the flesh pretty clearly, effectively, at least partly silences the voice of God. But you, by your will, can change that. You have the power. The Lord leaves us with a choice in front of us. Who is the one I follow? Who do I follow? Who do I listen to? Knowing that I was created by God with a hunger and thirst for beauty and truth and goodness. And I try to satisfy it in all other kinds of ways, and I never will, because He is the source. That doesn't mean you need to be a priest or a religious. It could be a good mother, a good father, whatever God is calling you to. But it's answering the call, deciding what direction our lives are going to go in based on the fact that God Himself is the source of all beauty, truth, and goodness. How can I live that truth out in my life? And in all states of life, you can live out that truth. Question always is for young people, which is God calling me to? I want you to see today that all your desires and your hopes that don't seem to get satisfied or answered, they seem to be thwarted. Realize that the ultimate answer to your desires is God Himself. So make a choice to draw closer to God, and then watch what He does about all those desires you have. O God, who are rich in mercy, and who willed that St. John Paul II should preside as Pope over your universal Church, grant, we pray, that instructed by His teaching, we may open our hearts to the saving grace of Christ, the sole Redeemer of mankind. we may open our hearts to the saving grace of Christ, the sole redeemer of mankind. That's what I'm talking about. Open your hearts. Open your hearts to him. May John Paul be blessed. May he be praised. May he be thanked for all the things that he did for us to lead us closer to God. Take heed. Go back and read some of his writings. Go to the Vatican website, which is just vatican.va. Look up the things that he's written. It's voluminous. But look them up and say, there's something I should be paying attention to. You can just print them off the website. But please do pay attention. This pope was given to us, as all popes are, but this one stands out in a particular way, being given to us for certain reasons. Look at the hope he gave us. Look at the simplicity he gave us. Look at his willingness to endure great physical suffering and still persevere, because he had that relationship with God that enabled him to endure. And God wants you to have that same relationship. Romans chapter 6, verses 19 to 23. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your nature. For just as you presented the parts of your bodies as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness for lawlessness, so now present them as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. That's what God wants. He wants us to become holy. We were reading about this yesterday. Yesterday was verses 12 to 18. Today is verses 19 to 23. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free from righteousness. You were not righteous. But what profit did you get then from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit that you have leads to sanctification, leads to holiness of life, and its end, its goal, is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's true, brothers and sisters. Something John Paul, all the popes, have taught us over and over and over again. Sin leads to death. Holiness of life leads to ever greater holiness. It leads to eternal life. The choice is very simple, but it's immeasurably difficult because of our sinful nature. We're all drawn to immediate satisfaction, immediate fulfillment. We're greedy. But if we can do it God's way, we're not only going to be happy in this life, but eternally happy. Psalm 1, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked. Psalm number 1, look at it. Maybe you need to pray this psalm every day for a while. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent. But he delights in the law of the Lord. He meditates on his law day and night. We do that by reading the scriptures. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Why? Because the roots of our lives are deep down in the truth and the love and the mercy, who is Christ. Where are your roots? Are they in him? Are they stunted because they're in yourself? Are they in other people? No matter how good and how much we love them and they love us, they can't totally satisfy us, because our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. People who understand that can run together and support one another and encourage one another. But the goal is not one another. The goal is to be, in a sense, lost in Christ. And by being lost in Christ, we are most powerfully found. And the gospel is the gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 to 53. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized. and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. What he's speaking there is the baptism of blood. He's speaking there of his death on the cross. Do you think that I've come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus is not saying that this is what he wants, but he's saying these are the consequences of those who do not accept me and my way. It's division, it's separation, it's battle, it's argumentation, it's silence, it's stubbornness, it's even degenerates into hatred, unforgiveness. And in that kind of a process, in a certain way, brothers and sisters, everybody dies. What we want to do is what God asks us to do, is to follow him. Follow him with our whole hearts. I really want to encourage you. There's so much I want to say to you, but I want to encourage you. Go back and take a look at the readings of John Paul. Take a look at his teachings. See if it doesn't stir your heart to follow him more closely, and to draw near to others that you may run the race together. John Paul said, "The church brought Christ the key to understanding that great and fundamental reality that is man. For man cannot be fully understood without Christ. I was made for union with God. That's why I was made. I was made out of his love, and I was made in love for union with him for all eternity." You can't separate them and find peace. John Paul says, or rather, man is incapable of understanding himself fully without Christ. He cannot understand who he is, or what his true dignity is, or what his vocation is, or what his final end is. He cannot understand any of this without Christ. And if Christ is not in your lives, no wonder your life is messed up, or will be messed up. John Paul says, therefore, Christ cannot be kept out of the history of man in any part of the globe, at any longitude or latitude of geography. The exclusion of Christ from the history of man is an act against man. Listen to that again. The exclusion of Christ from the history of man is an act against man. The history of the nation is above all the history of people, and the history of each person unfolds in Jesus Christ. In him, our history becomes the history of salvation. The history of the nation deserves to be adequately appraised in the light of its contribution to the development of man and to humanity, to intellect, heart, and conscience. Don't separate Christ from your life or the life of the nation in which you live. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.